I'm Anjui James Sawyers with GIS Midday News for Thursday, July 19. Coming up, Cabinet approves Public Investment Management Committee members, Prime Minister to examine building approval procedures, and more students to be engaged in HeartTrust NTA programs this year. The news in detail after this message.
Motorist, stay safe while using a toll road now. Ensure say your vehicle is in good mechanical condition and check that your tires are properly inflated for the handling of the high speeds of the roadway. Excessively worn out or underinflated tires can result in overheating, sidewall cracking, or a blowout which can lead to a collision. A message from the Toll Authority of Jamaica.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says he will be examining the procedure for the granting of building approvals by the local government authorities with a view to speeding up the process. He says territorial behavior by the municipal bodies in the issuance of such permits often results in delays, negatively impacting the country's building approval rating and hindering national growth targets.
Starting a business, we're doing very well. We are ranked number 5. Dealing with construction permits, 98. We are not practicing the kind of local government that signals responsiveness as it relates to permitting and approvals.
The Prime Minister was speaking at the inaugural Local Governance Conference in Montego Bay, St. James earlier this week. He also used the opportunity to urge officers to make use of the application management and data automation demand system designed to track and manage development applications in order to speed up the delivery of building permits and approvals. The 3-day Local Governance Conference concludes today and is under the theme Strengthening Responsiveness and Accountability within the Local Governance Framework. Cabinet has approved the members of the Public Investment Management Committee, PIMC, chaired by Minister of Finance and the Public Service, Dr. Nigel Clark. The PIMC is responsible for creating the appropriate policies and procedures for the effective and efficient operation of the Public Investment Management System, PIMS. Minister of Education, Youth and Information, Senator Will Reid, says Minister without portfolio in the Finance Ministry, Favour Williams, will serve as Vice Chair.
PIMC will comprise the ministers additionally of Health, Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, 2 ministers without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth, Honourable Daryl Vaz, Honourable Lester Mike Henry, the Financial Secretary, JAMPRO's Executive Director, Director General of the PIOJ, General Manager of UDC, CEO of NEPA, the CEO of the PIMC Secretariat.
Senator Will Reid was speaking at the recent post-cabinet press briefing at Jamaica House. PIMS aims to streamline the preparation, appraisal, approval, and management of all government projects in Jamaica, regardless of the source of funding, the type of procurement, or implementation method used. The government expects to see a 14% increase in the number of students engaged in HeartTrust NTA programs this year. That's the word from State Minister for Education, Youth and Information, Floyd Green, who points out that the ministry has set a target of having 134,000 young persons trained before the end of the academic year.
We have been expanding access to skills training. We want to ensure that right across the length and breadth of Jamaica, any young person who wants to go into skills, there is an avenue. That is why we have been merging the HeartTrust NTA with the National Youth Service, the Jamaica Foundation for Lifelong Learning. You come to the HeartTrust, it is a one-stop shop. We don't do a test, we do an assessment. And when you get assessed, we will put you on a pathway towards skills education.
The minister was speaking at the opening ceremony for World Youth Skills Day earlier this week at the Garmex Heart Academy in Kingston. He has also called on young persons to explore technical and vocational education and training as viable career options. And the Ministry of Labor and Social Security distributed over $125 million in grants during the last financial year under its rehabilitation program. The ministry's annual performance report shows a total of 5,183 persons benefiting from the grants. Of that number, 2,191 persons received compassionate grants totaling $54 million to assist with medical, funeral, and other expenses. The rehabilitation program was established to provide assistance to persons in need of social assistance for compassionate purposes or to improve their economic base through income-generating projects. That was GIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.